With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's hailing the success of its defenses in the face of an unprecedented attack by Iran.
Israeli officials say they and their allies have intercepted 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched toward their territory. Officials also say Israel has sustained little damage. But tensions remain high. This amid fears of further escalation in the event of a possible Israeli counterstrike.
Andrew Stewart reports that President Biden says he'll convene a meeting of the G7 nations today to coordinate a united diplomatic response. The language indicated the U.S. does not want Iran's assault to spiral into a broader military conflict. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump endorsing Senate candidate David McCormick during a rally in the eastern Pennsylvania town of Schnecksville yesterday. The race is one of this year's most hotly contested Senate races. Maryland's governor is announcing a program to help Port of Baltimore recover from the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Wes Moore says a new $12.5 million program announced Friday aims to prevent layoffs by enabling businesses to retain their workers until the port fully reopens. The program was created by executive order and authorized by emergency legislation the governor signed this past week. Moore says the state must do all it can to support the some 8,000 port workers whose jobs have been directly affected by the collapse of the bridge. George Williams reporting.
Down under, police identified the assailant who stabbed six people to death at a busy Sydney shopping center this week before he was fatally shot by a police officer. He's a 40-year-old man, they say, who suffered from mental health issues. Police investigators, though, are not treating the attack as terrorism-related. This is SRN News. Behold the shrinking Southern Baptist Convention.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, the group of the pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt the idea last year. This is SRN News. Inflation is showing no signs of letting up.
And the impact of high inflation varies depending on where you are. New data from WalletHub shows which U.S. cities have been the hardest hit. The report found that Dallas, Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, and the San Bernardino area of Southern California are dealing with inflation rates above the national average. The study found that inflation is not confined to any one distinct area of the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Police in Brenham, Texas say one person died, 13 others were injured, when a man rammed a flatbed semi-truck into the side of a public safety building. Authorities say the man was upset because his renewal for a commercial driver's license had been rejected. Check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.